Joe Biden, 38.7%. Can you believe that? 38.7% job approval. It's the lowest number ever recorded in Gallup survey going back 70 years, all the way to President Dwight Eisenhower. And look, there are some reasons for that, but I don't think there's any bigger than the fact that people go to the store and they say, my gosh, look at the prices here. They go to the gas station and say, what is going on? It is painful to people because their buying power has been chopped. Elaine Parker is the chief communications officer at the Job Creators Network. They watch this stuff all the time because it impacts, well, people working in America. Elaine, good to have you back on the program.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. All right, so core inflation, 3.8%. Overall inflation, 3.5%. But I know this, Elaine, it's kind of a sleight of hand. Because if you went back and did inflation numbers the way they did when Jimmy Carter was in office or Ronald Reagan was in office, the numbers would be significantly higher. But Bill Clinton and his administration said, let's do things a little bit differently. They basically cooked the books, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, yes, you're right in that as far as if we looked at it the same way we did under the Carter administration. But I don't think the number really matters to the American people, no matter what, because they feel it every time they go to the grocery store. They feel it when they fill up their tanks. Rent's at an all-time high right now. And so it doesn't matter what number you and I are talking about or the Biden administration. Overall, prices are up and people know it. There's no way to wallpaper over the reality of what people are feeling. When they go to do all those things, buy groceries, fill up their tank, all of that, that is what they're concerned about. And they're unable to meet those needs.
Well, they certainly are. You know, and here's the thing. They do try to paper it over. And they try to tell us at every turn how good things are and tell us, oh, you just don't understand it. If you're explaining, Elaine, you're losing. And if you have to explain to people, oh, that grocery price is okay, you're better off than you realize. That's not really very much of a winning argument, is it?
Yeah. I mean, in the end, with every economic report, they say, well, it could be worse. and when you're having to do that, you're losing the argument because you're trying to make people believe what they don't feel and what they're not seeing. And even the GDP last week came in at 1.6%, which raises the specter and the concern for returning stagflation. Our small business owners are now facing an economy that's slowing down, soaring inflation, high credit costs, and it's all because of the Biden administration's reckless spending and regulatory onslaught against small businesses. But Steve, the biggest threat is still yet to come. And that is because the president has vowed to raise taxes on small businesses by letting the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expire. And so that bill, that legislation that led to one of the greatest economies we've had in over half a century, is on the ballot this November.
Well, let me ask you this. Is that more dangerous? Or is it the capital gains proposed increase to 44.6%? It would be the highest in more than 100 years. Isn't that where money comes from for companies to have capital investment, for them to, you know, grow and to become bigger? People are not going to invest in a market or in companies if they get pinched 44.6%. The amount of investment in American jobs and in business will just atrophy, won't it?
Absolutely. That, as well as provisions that have actually already expired in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the R&D research and the immediate expensing has already expired. And that's about investing in small businesses. I mean, we talked about the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act when it first passed and the pass-through rate that helped small businesses that was lowered. But what wasn't talked about enough and was the real game changer was that immediate expensing, which allowed small business owners to invest in new equipment and immediately expense them in the year that it was bought. And that, as soon as you buy a piece of new equipment, guess what? You get to hire people to run it. And so that is how the economy works. And that's how you incentivize small businesses to grow their companies, is by giving them tax incentives to invest in it. And when you take those away, they don't invest.
Right. Because look, if you invest $100 and then you make $100, all right, you're going to pay $44.60 out of that $100. Then if you're in someplace like California, pay another 13.3% in income tax. You're looking at 57% of tax. Why would you invest that? Because if you invest $100 and lose the $100, what benefit do you get? None. So why would you put your money on the line to have half of it stolen? And that's the only way I look at it, by the government.
This is a huge issue, and every single person should be aware that the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is on the ballot this November. Unfortunately, all the Biden administration wants to talk about is abortion and climate change, because the economic record is horrible for small businesses, for everyday ordinary Americans, and for people at the lowest end of the income spectrum. Inflation is a tax for them, and it hurts them the most. Unfortunately, the people living in the bubble of Washington, D.C. and the coastal wealthy elites, inflation doesn't impact them at all. They don't understand it. They can't relate to it. And they keep asking.
No, it doesn't hurt them. No, right. I mean, filling up a tank of gas with a can of gas, $100, $200, means nothing to them. It doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. It's a rounding error. Let me ask you this before we go, Elaine, in your professional opinion. Are we in a recession now?
You know, I'm not obviously an economist to know that, but I know that the environment is there and ripe for stagflation to return.
Right.
And not a bad place to be. Like I said, we have rising inflation again. It's going in the wrong direction. The Fed has really indicated that they're going to pause on any interest rate cuts. We've seen the market react to that. Those are all things that are going in the wrong direction for Americans.
Yeah.
Again, these reports, we don't need to tell Americans that. They feel it when they go
they
to buy
know
their
it. I mean, people are smart enough to figure it out. Elaine Parker, Chief Communications Officer, Job Creators Network, greatly appreciate you coming in. And look, we have a lot to talk about going forward, because it's not getting any better. Obviously, it's getting worse, and people realize that. Elaine, thank you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Look, you know what you know. When you go to the gas station, to the store, no matter whether you're buying groceries or anything else, you got to go buy tires. Look at the price of tires lately for your car. Good Lord. Sports after the break with Brock Palmbush. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Are you ready to reclaim your vitality and embrace a healthier life? Introducing Patriots Relief, your America First and trusted CBD company dedicated to your health and well-being. Their premium CBD products offer a wide range of health benefits, from soothing chronic pain to reducing anxiety and promoting better sleep. Experience the natural relief of CBD, backed by science and loved by customers nationwide. Use promo code Gruber and save 40% today at PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. 877-230-1776.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.